This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd. The U.S. Senate on Saturday passed President Joe Biden's $1.9 trillion COVID-19 relief plan in a party-line vote after an all-night session that saw Democrats battling among themselves over jobless aid and the Republican minority failing in attempts to push through some three dozen amendments. The Senate voted 50-49, with no Republicans voting in favor, on what would be one of the largest stimulus packages in U.S. history. At the White House, President Biden said the package will provide much-needed relief to a pandemic-weary American public.
This nation has suffered too much for much too long. And everything in this package is designed to relieve the suffering and to meet the most urgent needs of the nation and put us in a better position to prevail.
The bill has to be reconciled with a House version before it can be sent to the president for his signature. The president wants the package to become law before extended unemployment benefits for Americans expire later this month. Pope Francis and Iraq's top Shiite cleric delivered a powerful message of peaceful coexistence Saturday. AP's Sarah Bassett reports.
Grand Ayatollah Ali al-Sistani says religious authorities have a role in protecting Iraq's Christians. The Vatican says Pope Francis thanked al-Sistani for having raised his voice. The 90-year-old cleric is one of the most powerful leaders in Shiite Islam. His rare but powerful political interventions have helped shape present-day Iraq. His opinions are sought by Shiites worldwide. The historic meeting in al-Sistani's humble home was months in the making, with every detail negotiated between the Ayatollah's office and the Vatican. I'm Sarah Bassett.
This is VOA News. Myanmar security forces used tear gas and stun grenades to break up a protest in Yangon on Saturday. Reuters' Olivia Chan has more.
In Yangon, the main city, local media reported security forces used tear gas and stun grenades. Just hours after a United Nations special envoy called on the Security Council to take action against the ruling junta for the killings of protesters. More than 50 protesters have been killed since the coup on February 1st, according to the UN. On Friday night, authorities disturbed the grave of a 19-year-old woman who became an icon of the protest movement after she was shot dead wearing a T-shirt that read, "Everything will be okay." According to a witness, the body of Kyle Sin, widely known as Angel, was removed on Friday, examined and returned before the tomb was resealed in the city of Mandalay. A military spokesman did not answer calls seeking comment.
That's Reuters' Olivia Chan. Thousands of Indian farmers have blocked a massive expressway on the edges of New Delhi to mark the 100th day of protests against agricultural laws that they say will devastate their income. Farmers stood on tractors and waved colorful flags Saturday while their leaders chanted slogans via a loudspeaker atop a makeshift stage. Thousands of them have hunkered down outside New Delhi's border since last November to voice their anger against three laws passed by Parliament last year. Prime Minister Narendra Modi's government says the laws are necessary to modernize agriculture. The farmers say they will leave them poorer and at the mercy of big corporations. Egypt's president visited Sudan on Saturday, his first visit to the country since a popular uprising led to the military's overthrow of longtime autocrat Omar al-Bashir in 2019. Egypt's presidency said that President Abdel Fattah el-Sisi discussed with Sudanese officials an array of issues, including economic and military ties and the two nations' dispute with Ethiopia over a massive dam it is building on the Blue Nile. El-Sisi also discussed Sudan's border dispute with Ethiopia and security in the Red Sea region. A suicide car bombing killed the Afghan Intelligence Directorate's chief prosecutor on Saturday in the latest attack to hit the war-ravaged country. Afghanistan is experiencing a nationwide spike in bombings, targeted killings, and other violence as peace negotiations in Qatar between the Taliban and the Afghan government continue. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd, VOA News.